For Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama is in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa, for 2 days of bilateral talks with government leaders and a meeting of East African heads of state to discuss ways to end the 19-month South Sudan conflict. Before arriving in Addis Ababa, Mr. Obama spent several days in his father's homeland of Kenya, where he was hailed as a native son. He delivered a speech before his departure on Sunday. We get more now from VOA's Aru Pandey.
I am proud to be the first American president to come to Kenya. And of course, I'm the first Kenyan-American to be president of the United States.
With that rousing reception, this son of a Kenyan father ended his historic visit to the nation with a call to the country's youth to continue on an arc of progress that sheds the corruption, cronyism, and tribalism of the past.
Progress requires that you honestly confront the dark corners of our own past, extend rights and opportunities to more of your citizens. See the differences and diversity of this country as a strength, just as we in America try to see the diversity of our country as a strength and not a weakness.
Aru Pandey, VOA News, Nairobi.
White House has condemned as abhorrent Sunday's car bombing outside a hotel in the Somali capital Mogadishu that killed at least 9 people and wounded about 20 others. Militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. And female suicide bombers detonated explosives in Marua, northern Cameroon, and Damaturu in Nigeria, killing at least 35, wounding dozens of others. No one has claimed responsibility. This is VOA News. The U.S. is backing Turkey's two-pronged air offensive and artillery strikes against Islamic State militants in Syria and Kurdish rebel targets in Iraq. Meantime, Turkey has called for a special meeting Tuesday with its fellow NATO member states to discuss security concerns. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad delivered a defiant speech on state TV on Sunday, insisting the government would ultimately prevail in his country's civil war. Edward Uranian has details.
The crowd applauded as President Bashar al-Assad described the conflict in Syria as an existential battle against terrorists and outside armies supported by powerful regional and international states. He insisted Syria has not and will not give in to outside pressure.
فالدول المتمسكة بحقوقها لابد وأن تنتصر.
He said countries that stand up for their rights ultimately go on to win their battles. The speech, carried live on Syrian state TV, was repeatedly scrambled by hackers, making parts of it barely intelligible. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Tense fighting erupted on Sunday in Yemen for control of the country's largest air base, with the Houthi leader rejecting a call from the Saudi-led Arab coalition fighting the insurgents for a 5-day humanitarian truce. Houthi forces held up 16 trucks filled with humanitarian aid from the World Food Program intended for displaced people. Iranian-allied Houthi militants and Saudi-led fighters battled for control of the airbase, which is north of Aden, Yemen's key southern port city. Officials in northern Afghanistan say at least 20 people were killed when a gun battle erupted at a wedding in Baghlan province. 10 people were wounded in the incident late Sunday when armed members of rival groups who were attending the wedding opened fire. Associated Press reports that most of the dead were wedding guests, that is, between the ages of 14 and 60, and that hostilities between the two groups involved in the gunfight had been simmering for many years. Dozens of Afghan police and border officers have defected to the Taliban in the largest mass surrender since the United States and NATO forces ended their mission last year. The head of the provincial council said no reinforcements were sent to help the police at the base when they were under attack, and they finally had no option but to join the Taliban. In sports news, British cyclist Chris Froome has won the Tour de France bicycle race, his second title in 3 years, beating Colombian Nairo Quintana by 1 minute, 12 seconds.
That's the latest world news from VOA.